From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, the supernatural. Why do paranormal investigators do what they do? That's what we're going to talk about. Here's what's happening. Another food recall. Pepperidge Farms this time voluntarily recalling four varieties of Goldfish crackers. I like those things because of fears that they could have salmonella. The company took action after one of its ingredient suppliers notified it that that whey powder used in seasoning may be contaminated. The products were distributed in the United States. No illnesses have been reported yet. The Goldfish recall covers the flavored blasted extra cheddar, flavor blasted sour cream and onion, Goldfish baked with whole grain extra cheddar, and Goldfish mix extra cheddar and pretzel. Here's a toll-free number if you could write it down just to call for help. 1-800-679-1791. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has endorsed the right of individuals to carry firearms in public in a ruling striking down a lower court argument that the Constitution only protects that right at home. The case resulted from a Hawaii resident, George Young, being denied twice in 2011 as he sought to carry a handgun. Two of the three judges ruled against the lower court upholding the restriction. Pretty dramatic. A Texas man fishing in the Gulf of Mexico has died after contracting a flesh-eating bacteria commonly found in coastal waters where oysters live. Israel said it shot down a Syrian warplane that crossed into the occupied Golan Heights on Tuesday, but Syria said the jet was fired on as it took part in sorties against rebels within Syria. Let's check in with Howard Bloom on this one. Howard, are we going to have a full-scale war or what?
It's not going to happen, and I'll explain why. First, let's go over the facts. Earlier today, Tuesday, a Syrian Air Force Sukhoi 22 or 24, which is a low-level ground attack jet made in Russia, took off from Syria's biggest air force base, the T-4 Tivas military air base in Syria's Homs province. The jet flew at high speed toward a raging battle on the border with Israel's Golan Heights. In that battle, the Syrian government is trying to exterminate remnants of ISIS, the Islamic State, and the Syrians are trying to exterminate what they call other rebels. But the Sukhoi pilots made a serious mistake. They crossed 1.2 miles into Israeli airspace, and the Israelis shot that jet down using two Patriot missiles made in America by the Raytheon Company. To understand why the Israelis shot down the Syrian jet, you have to realize how painfully small Israel is. The United States is made up of 50 states. But Israel is smaller than just one of those states, New Jersey, or to put it differently, you could fit 33 Israels into the state of Texas. Now, Israel's only 9 miles from east to west at its narrowest point. A Sukhoi jet flies at 1,335 miles per hour. That jet could cross the entire width of Israel at its narrowest point in 4 seconds. More to the point, a Sukhoi jet could fly from the Syrian border to Tel Aviv, a city of nearly 500,000 people, in 5 minutes. You heard that right, 5 minutes. The Syrians could fly, basically combine that with a few other facts. The Syrians are now highly active in Syria. The Iranians. They have a proxy army fighting dangerously close to Israel's borders. Yep. That Iranian proxy army is called Hezbollah, and the Iranians are present at the T-4 airbase. That's the base from which the downed Sukhoi fighter took off. Now, Iran has sworn to wipe Israel off the face of the map. It stencils death to Israel slogans on the missiles it tests. It has an entire annual holiday dedicated to the extermination of Israel. It's called Quds Day. And Iran has significant control of both the Syrian regime and of the government forces fighting in Syria's civil war. Now, when a Syrian jet penetrates Israel's boundaries, the Israelis have only seconds in which to make up their mind to shoot or not to shoot. Every jet could be the beginning of a surprise attack, a war against Israel, mm-hmm. a war of annihilation. Now, here's where the question of a world war comes in. To make sure that the defense of Israel's border does not lead to World War III, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spent considerable time in Moscow with Vladimir Putin. What's more, Al Jazeera reports that Russia sent its top diplomat, that's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and top general on Monday, yesterday, for talks with Netanyahu. and the Israeli military was in direct contact with the Russians every minute of Tuesday morning. Now, why the Russians? Russian pilots are flying Russian planes in Syrian skies to help the Syrian government regain control of their country. The Russians are also allies of Syria's Bashar Assad, and they are allies of Iran. That's the axis of evil. China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Nicaragua, Cuba, North Korea. Under Barack Obama and Donald Trump, America has lost its position as the dominant Western power in the Middle East, and Russia has taken over. But most important, almost all of the Arab nations are committed to a genocide against Israel. Now, Israel is outnumbered in the Arab world by 400 million to 7 million. That's a ratio of 57 to 1, which are terrible odds. So Israel has to abide by a saying of Donald Trump's. A country without borders is not a country. Israel needs to stay on a hair trigger, and it has to punish even the slightest sign of a military border crossing. But Netanyahu, thank God, is trying to make sure this does not trigger World War III.
We had a pastor on yesterday, Howard, who was predicting a Middle Eastern war, possibly with Israel, within a year and a half.
It's entirely possible because war is just about to happen at any moment, and it has been since 1948.
Thank you. Howard Bloom, his website linked up at our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. On the eve of a hotly anticipated string of tour dates, pop music superstar Demi Lovato has reportedly been hospitalized for an apparent drug overdose after being revived at her home and rushed to the hospital. She is now reportedly awake with her family still in the hospital. A Viagra in pregnancy trial has been urgently stopped after 11 newborn babies died. Listen to this strange thing. Women taking part in the Dutch study had been given the anti-impotence tablets to improve growth of their unborn children because they had poorly developed placentas. It appears the drug, which promotes blood flow, may have caused the lethal damage to the baby's lungs. The number of antidepressants prescribed to children in England, Scotland, and Northern Ireland has risen over the past 3 years, according to a study. It's probably the same here in the United States and Canada. A 34-year-old New Hampshire man with a heart of gold recently died after he was stung by a yellow jacket wasp. Greece's prime minister is told of the unspeakable tragedy the country faced after at least 74 people were killed by wildfires that swept through a resort yesterday, trapping people in cars and on the edge of cliffs as others were forced to jump off the cliff to try to survive. And temperatures approaching 120 degrees in parts of the U.S. Southwest. Forecasters said this week could bring the region's hottest weather of the year. Let's check in with climatologist Dr. Tim Ball. Tim, where's this coming from?
Well, it's coming from a campaign that is being driven by a group called a Public Citizens Climate and Energy Program. And what's happening is, of course, that the public and all the polls are showing that climate change and or global warming is not a concern. In fact, The Guardian, which is a left-wing British newspaper and very much a promoter, found that it was a concern for only 12% of most European nations. So what's going on is a campaign to keep the whole human-caused global warming on the front page. And this group, Public Citizens Climate and Energy Program, sent out a note to reporters and editorial boards with the headline, "As extreme heat warnings sound in New York this weekend, remember to connect the dots between extreme heat and climate change." So this is what they were promoting. The problem is that there are areas of warmer than long-term normal, but they're perfectly explainable. And one of them, for example, in the first week of July, which is the one that these people were promoting, it was very warm in the northeast United States. But what they failed to report was that there were record colds in the northwest.
Hmm.
For example, on the morning of June the 3rd, Eugene, Oregon had the coldest July morning in 107 years of record. And in that same state of Oregon, 21 remote automatic weather stations reported below freezing temperatures. And so, and we've also seen that the coldest temperatures ever recorded in Antarctica at minus 144 degrees occurred about a week ago. But of course, it doesn't get reported because the record isn't considered to be statistically significant. It's only about 20 years of record. But what we're seeing is a perfectly normal pattern. The jet stream, which is on the boundary between the warm subtropical air and the cold polar air, is wandering. The waves in it are wandering way north and way south. And you can look at the weather map virtually any day and see that. And, of course, what that's doing is allowing warm air to push well north, where you're seeing those records set, but it's also allowing cold air to pull well south, where records are also being set, but they're not getting reported.
All right, thank you, Tim. And I know one thing, the old air conditioner will not stop running here in California. It's just constant. Well, up next, he's back, Dr. Joel Wallach, our sponsor from criticalhealthnews.com, to take your questions about your own health. And, of course, we will take your text, your tweets as well. I've got a whole slew of emails. And, of course, Doc Wallach and I will chat as well. Let's give you a jump start. There are people waiting at this toll-free number to help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And definitely go to your website and go to criticalhealthnews.com with your smartphone or your laptop or your desktop, criticalhealthnews.com.